Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To get the week started here on The Daily Tale, presented by BetMGM. It's a Monday, but of course we've got a great football weekend to recap and give you our lessons moving forward. So we'll start in the NFL with what happened in Sunday Night Football. Can we trust the Eagles moving forward when their offense is barely scoring 20 points a night? But their defense has been fantastic, so they do continue to win. And then at 6:20, we'll get into the latest NFL headlines. And, of course, later on in the show, we'll give you our MVP Mondays. And maybe we'll recap some college as well, because P.J. Glasser in for Jinx today. P.J., let me say this. It feels like it was an epic weekend of football all around. Like, we had great college games. It felt like a great NFL game in every single window. Where, you know, it wasn't one of those things where it's like, oh, all the early games are terrible. Felt like we had great football, like wire to wire this weekend.
I mean, it's that time of the year, right, Chelsea? Middle of November, and everybody always says in the NFL, Thanksgiving around then is when the games really start to mean something. That's when they really start to get important in the regular season. And in college football, I mean, we're going to have our third college football playoff rankings tomorrow. It's starting to shape up. At this point, we kind of already know the teams that are pretty much locked in, like Ohio State, Indiana, A&M with their comeback win, Ole Miss. I mean, all these teams are, they're locks. They could lose in the last week or two, because most of them play cupcakes in either of the last 2 weeks. They pretty much can lose one of their final conference games and still be in the playoffs. So we definitely had some crazy games, some big comebacks, some upsets. I mean, it's a great time of the year, especially in college football with these last couple weeks and some of these teams starting to feel the pressure and feel the heat of trying to make the playoff or trying to win their conferences. It's going to be exciting. So this was, a good little appetizer, you know, a good little kind of, It was good to see some of these games this weekend, and I think we're in for a lot more good ones.
Yeah, this is usually the time where games start really meaning more, and I do think now that we've shifted to the 12-team playoff, maybe they don't mean quite as much during the regular season, but like for some of these teams, like even games that weren't even supposed to be good. Like, I couldn't take my eyes off that Texas A&M game. Like, that's crazy to me that game was so close. And also, I couldn't take my eyes off because it was the same color scheme on both sides of the football. And you're like wait, who has the ball? I think we had that a couple times where it was teams across the board who had, like, the same colors, and it was, like, difficult to tell. But also, YouTube TV and ESPN came to an agreement finally. So I don't know if you're a YouTube TV person, PJ, but that was very nice and just in time.
No, thankfully I'm not. I'm a Fubo person. So I've been good through all this chaos, while unfortunately other people have been dealing with the YouTube TV stuff. But Yeah, like you said, good weekend for it. A&M game was crazy. I took them plus 15.5 at halftime, Chelsea. I did not take money line. I wish I did. I thought they would make a comeback. I didn't think they'd win, and I didn't think they'd outscore South Carolina 28-0 in the second half. That was pretty incredible. Also, Shane Beamer, like, how bad of a look is it when he goes into halftime and he's, like, pumping up the crowd, right? He's so fired up, thinking his team's going to win the game, and then they come back and lose. So, you know, Beamer's not really a guy we're talking about on the hot seat, and I don't think he is. I don't think South Carolina's going to get rid of him, but I mean, again, you know, with the last couple games that they've played, they had Bama on the ropes, they should have won. They had A&M on the ropes, they should have won. We all knew how tough of a five-game stretch this was for the Gamecocks, but with the expectations they had coming into the season, with a lot of people thinking Sellers was the best quarterback in the country, thinking he had a chance to win the Heisman, thinking South Carolina had a chance to go to the playoff, and for them to be as bad as they have been this season. And, I mean, that game was just kind of a microcosm of their season. You know, they do some good things at times, but then they just they completely fall apart, and they have stretches where their offense does absolutely nothing. So that was a brutal, brutal loss for South Carolina. And A&M, I mean, they just continue to find ways to win 10-0. And like I was saying, they're in the playoff. I mean, they can lose to Texas the final week of the regular season and still be totally fine. So Aggies are they're good. They're going to the playoff, and we'll see if this team's good enough to win a national championship. But they've been awesome this season. Their offense has been really, really good and really fun to watch.
Yeah, anyway, you slice it, they're 10-0. So I think that, at the end of the day, is the most important thing. And for South Carolina, standing at 3-7, you're right. This is a lot of people's dark horse team coming into the season. A lot of people like Lenora Sellers to actually make noise in the Heisman race. So I think relative to expectations, South Carolina, man, what a letdown. Speaking of letdowns, so was my best bet. Had the Commanders and Dolphins over 47.5 over the weekend. Nobody could get in the end zone. This was the most frustrating game to watch if you had the over, because my goodness, both these teams were allergic to scoring touchdowns, or hell, even, you know, kicking field goals at the end. I know the Dolphins finally won it, but points were certainly at a premium. I think the final score was 16-13, but luckily I did get a winner with Georgia. Go Dogs! Dogs laying 6.5 against Texas. That was an easy winner. Didn't have a day, brother. In college football, he had Oklahoma plus 6 over Alabama. Georgia laying the 6.5. The over in Minnesota and Oregon. The only loss would be Michigan laying the 11.5 against Northwestern. Boy, was that a good game. PJ, again, great games just all around. So I understand, you know, didn't cover the spread in that one. But even the games that I feel like we didn't expect to be good, we still got great games.
We did. Yeah, that early window. I mean, it was obviously highlighted by the A&M South Carolina game, but Michigan and Northwestern coming down to the wire, 2-point game. South Florida Navy, Chelsea, was a game that I was definitely keeping my eye on. I wanted South Florida to be in the playoff. I wanted them to be the Group of Five team. I thought of all the Group of Five teams, they would be the team to maybe give one of the Power Four teams the best game. And now that they lost to Navy, they're done. But that was a fun game to watch. So, yeah, I mean, that early window that we had on Saturday, a lot of really good games. Michigan, they managed to just get by Northwestern. They get Maryland this weekend, and then, of course, they got the game against Ohio State. And Michigan, they're still right in the thick of it. You know, that's what's great about the college football playoff, Chelsea, and the 12 teams. I know there are still some people that feel like it's too many, but it's 12 teams, and for teams like Michigan and that playing a Power Four conference that's either the Big Ten or that's either the SEC, if you got two losses, you got a chance. And Michigan, who's got two losses, one of their losses is to Oklahoma, and that's aging really, really well. If they're able to beat Ohio State in Ann Arbor the final week of the regular season, Michigan's probably going to be in the playoffs. So big win for them to find a way to get it done. Northwestern just has...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Has this ability to play people close and bring teams down into the mud and muck it up. And that game was at Wrigley Field, which was pretty cool to watch. But yeah, Michigan hanging on, still got a chance, and we'll see how they fare in College Park this week. But if they can get by that, they got a chance to go to the playoff. They can beat Ohio State.
Yeah, it's always great when the rivalry games actually mean something, which certainly will be the case when Michigan faces Ohio State. All right, let's get into what we saw last night in Sunday Night Football. As the Eagles beat the Lions 16-9, covering as 2.5-point home favorites. The under 46.5 hits very cleanly because there wasn't much offense in this game. Jalen Hurts only went 14 of 28 for 135 yards, ran for 31 yards, and the lone touchdown of the night, including this on the Brotherly Shove.
And Hurts surfs over the top and is in for the touchdown.
Yeah, I don't know how much running was involved, but it is counting as a rush touchdown for Jalen Hurts. But at the end of the day, the Eagles' defense, once again, was absolutely lights out against a very good Lions offense. It has so many weapons. Jahmyr Gibbs, you know, only 39 yards on 12 carries. Jameson Williams had a couple big plays, had 4 catches for 88 yards and a touchdown. But still, to limit this Lions offense to only 9 points is certainly something to hang your hat on. But, PJ, as we know, people are going to look at the Eagles' score and say, the Eagles' offense is broken. How are they doing this? A year after winning the Super Bowl and being absolutely dominant on offense, what's the problem?
I mean, it's a tough watch right now. Jalen Hurts, I mean, I'm watching that game last night, and I'm thinking to myself, how did this guy win a Super Bowl? You know, how did this guy make it to 2 Super Bowls? Like, Jalen, for too many times this season, has just not looked good. They have not been able to get Barkley going this season. He had 26 carries last night and only was able to get 83 yards. Devontae Smith had 1 catch for 8 yards. So, like you said, the offense just not good. Lane Johnson got hurt in the game again last night against Detroit. Look, Philadelphia, I think we all kind of agreed early on in the season when this team was just finding ways to win games that they were kind of going to be this year's Chiefs in the regular season, where it wasn't going to look pretty a lot of the times, but they were just going to find ways to win. And that's what good teams do. And that's what the Eagles continue to do this season. It doesn't always look pretty, but they find ways to win. Their defense was fantastic though last night. I mean, Jared Goff was 14 for 37. He had a tough time just even completing a pass, let alone scoring touchdowns. He only had 1 passing touchdown. But the key to the game was fourth down. We know with Dan Campbell, most people absolutely love him because of his aggressiveness and his willingness to go for it. And last night in Philly, there were high winds that was really affecting the kicking game. And when Jameson Williams scored the touchdown to make it 6-6, he got a penalty for a celebration that moved the field goal back to a 48-yard extra point, and Jake Bakes missed it, the kicker. And after that, Dan Campbell was like, as a guy who already doesn't like kicking in the first place, was like, yeah, we're not kicking much more tonight. So he went for it a lot, and they were 0 for 5 on fourth down and just could never convert a fourth down to keep the drive alive, and that really was the game. So look, the Eagles offense obviously needs to be better if they want to get back to the Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl. But for at least one night, for last night against one of the best offenses in the NFL, Eagles defense was unbelievable in that game.
I think it's all relative. Like, speaking about the NFL, because how many teams can we look across and say, like, this team is dependably good every single week? There's not that many teams. Like, some of these games we've seen for the Bills, like, where yesterday, of course, Josh Allen goes back to Josh Allen things, has six total touchdowns, but there's been lapses for the Bills. There's been lapses for the Chiefs to the point where it's a real question whether or not they're going to make the playoffs. So you look at this Eagles team, you're like, yeah, there's big questions about the offense, but at least the defense comes to play every single day, and it feels like this, you know, this team is going to find a way to win. Like, at the end of the day, they're 8-2. So I know that they still have a little bit of time to figure things out on the offense, but, like, it's getting late quick. We're sitting here at November 17th. So, I mean, they need to figure it out, I suppose, if they want to win a Super Bowl. But again, it feels like I have a lot of questions about most teams in the NFL.
100%. Look, the Chiefs were the favorites to win the Super Bowl going into this week of games, going into week 11, Chelsea. I think a bunch of people waking up this morning, their biggest takeaway is how surprised they are that the Chiefs lost that game yesterday. We all know the track record. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes off of a bye, normally how great mm-hmm. they are. Mahomes 13-1 in his career before yesterday on the road in division games. Like, they had all these trends and things going for them. The fact they're 5-4, three games back at Denver, you still play them twice, you have a chance possibly to win the division. And they just they did not look great yesterday. The Broncos were the better team. They outplayed them. So, to your point, I think we all felt like the Chiefs were probably the team to beat in the NFL. But with them going down, Eagles winning, Rams winning that big game against the Seahawks on BetMGM, the Rams and the Eagles are now the two favorites to win the Super Bowl. So, like you said, there's no dominant team. We talk all the time, the NFL is a week-to-week league, and this year it feels like, I mean, that is no truer statement, right? Like, every week, mm-hmm. a team could look completely different than what they looked the week before.
Yeah, I feel like I'm flip-flopping when I talk about, like, the Buffalo Bills. Because it feels like more than any other team, like, the Bills are just week to week. It's crazy. And it's wild to me that the Eagles and the Broncos almost feel like similar teams. Like, just because it feels like their defense is going to keep them in a lot of games, but you can't really trust the offense. But, like, the difference is one of these teams won a Super Bowl last year and, again, was scoring, like, 40 points at will. So it's just one of those things where you look at Bo Nix, you're like, okay, well, it's Bo Nix. I guess that's his excuse. But, like, what's the Eagles' excuse? Like, they got to do something. A.J. Brown's going to have an absolute temper tantrum. And you know what? I don't blame him.
Exactly. And look, they win ugly. You know, there are a lot of good teams. Like the Ravens, Chelsea, they can't win ugly in the playoffs. And that's why they go home. They won ugly yesterday, but it was the Browns. They played a good team. They probably don't win that game yesterday.
Nah, we have so much more to talk about in the NFL, and we'll get to that next. Including the ejection of Jalen Ramsey. Was it warranted? It's next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.